I just had, well, I only had time for a quick piece of sausage, but they have, I said this jokingly, they have a full omelet station.
Look at that. Oh,
it's
that's
like,
nice.
Like a full brunch, it really is. They pulled out the stops.
Well, I'm glad they're celebrating.
And boy, we do have some good-looking women who work here.
We do.
They were giving me a hard time because I guess Larry Pierce, our guest, was getting breakfast.
Yeah. Oh.
And I said, well, what's the big deal? They go, well, we only paid for breakfast for 50.
Oh, for Christ.
But I said, well, let Larry eat.
Let Larry eat. The man's a superstar. He's the Beatles of dirty music.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
Well, we can't eat if it's only for 50 because there's 50 of us.
Right. But they said, if anybody has an order, place it now because it's going quick. So is Robin or Fred or anybody? Howard?
Everybody enjoy. And thank you, Steve. Let's go over to Johnny Hine. John Hine hosts the wrap-up show. Happy 1 year anniversary, Johnny.
Thank you, Howard. Happy anniversary to you. And of course, today's anniversary was commemorated with a big breakfast and a huge fist cake. Also, Larry Pierce came in and performed some of his greatest hits live and also gave a great interview.
Yes, he did.
Wasn't he a surprise?
Larry Pierce, I told you that guy's good. He's unbelievable.
He called Machine Mac Hine, and he's got a big behind, bushy hair and big fat lips. His old lady breaks his ass as he gives his kids a bath, cause he is pussy whipped. He's got big horse teeth and like shit they reek, but he's great on the radio. That's Baba Booey on the Howard Stern Show.
Beautiful voice.
I'm going with Silly Nelson. I think you can make a mint with that.
You know what? You were right on with that. That might have been the best advice you could have given that guy.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to take it, but he should.
Silly Nelson.
Sorry, that's all this. All you need in this country is that kind
you
of
a... You need
a
name.
That's right, something to market.
Look at the naked cowboy.
Right.
And the rest is history.
Look at him.
anything else, Johnny?
Well, we're going to talk about Silly Nelson and take calls at everybody's favorite tunes.
About Larry Pierce.
No Larry Pierce. And thank goodness, no Dave Clark Five. I don't know how they could even be on the list.
What about the Three Stooges?
The Three Stooges didn't get in.
No Larry Pierce and Curly.
Leslie West will get in right now. He's like the Phil Rizzuto of rock. He'll get in eventually.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Larry Pierce and his fine, fine songs. Today's featured guest for the anniversary was, of course, Larry Pierce.
Right.
Now, those of you who may not be familiar with Larry's work for some reason, he was discovered here. And, Richard, can you talk about how Larry came across your desk?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, me and Sal go through a lot of the mail, and a guy just sent in a blank CD. He sent in a letter just saying he was a big fan, and he sent in a cassette of himself doing some comedy or something like that. But he also included just a blank CD, so I put it in. And it was Larry Pierce, but at the time I had no idea who it was, and it was just really funny. So we put it in our stuff from the mail segment, and then somebody emailed and said, hey, that guy's name's Larry Pierce. So that's kind of how it started.
And Richard said something always a tip-off that something's going to be either brilliantly good or brilliantly bad, and that's when they include a cassette. Because nobody normal is using cassettes now. So that means they're either a wild genius or it's going to be awful.
Yeah, I love getting cassettes because you never know what kind of weird shit's going to be on there. Because, like, you know, anybody that has a boombox that records cassettes, they're a little weird.
Right, they're Rupert Pumpkin or something's going on.
Now, how did you expect him to be as a guest today? I mean, I guess you don't know until he gets in there, but in the green room and whatnot, do you think he was going to be as good as he was?
Yeah, I mean, his songs are great and he was going to play acoustically, which is always good, but... You just never know how nervous somebody's going to be, but he was great, I thought.
I thought he was awesome as a guest, and he reminded me so much of Red Peters in the sense that, like, you know, Red Peters, it doesn't matter how old Red Peters gets. His mentality is always going to be that of a juvenile, and that's a fun thing about them. Mm-hmm. And Larry was the same way. You know, he's like my, you know, like your dad's age, and he's still singing songs about, you know, vaginas and stuff.
Yeah, he's like a cool uncle or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His shucks attitude was great, too. And we're like, how'd you think of the yeast infection song? He's like, it just came to me. I don't know.
Well, when he wrapped up his appearance, here's the last song he did, and then Artie, of course, had a very interesting suggestion.
Up against the wall and suck and lick my balls. You can give it everything you got.
You think anybody's actually fucking this guy? I wonder.
This is all fantasy.
I think so. Larry Pierce, the band Itis. Go to Larry Pierce, PIERCE.com. That's a name you should know.
I'll tell you what, I got to catch your name if you want to get into it for money.
What?
About Silly Nelson.
Silly Nelson.
Silly Nelson.
This I like.
Silly Nelson, dude. You'll sell a million.
What are the odds of Larry changing his name to Silly Nelson?
He's not going to do it. He's Larry Pierce, man.
You can't tell Larry Pierce.
Got to buy all new stationery.